I arrived in the bustling city of London, under cover of darkness. I hadn't eaten since dawn, and my belly was empty. So I stepped into one of the many small eateries that dot this city of 8 million souls. I asked for the traditional local snack in a hurry, a hamburger, a construction of meat, bread, and sweet sauces. It's usually washed down with a sugary, fizzy concoction that's initially revolting, but of which I've grown fond over my many visits. The young woman behind the counter, barely out of her teens, but her face showing the signs of poor diet and months without sun, stared at me with hollow eyes. I understood her blank look. Tensions are heightened between the elements of the country's ruling coalition government. After they united to topple the country's last boss man, Gordon Brown, there was initially harmony between the two parties. But recently, there have been increased hostilities. With fresh elections just months away, the question of whether the regime will survive is on a knife edge. The restive province of Scotland is threatening to break away entirely. All this has led to warring factions, even within the two parties, as henchmen and loyal retainers vie for position. Still, this land of contrast has a rich history, which explains why locals are able to go about their business with apparent calm, as the young woman eventually managed, when she gave the traditional response to my request. "You want fries with that?"